Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. 651-461-9226. 226. David, listen to my favorite morning show and the Adam and Jordana show. And the Adam part of it is bragging about he's got this heated vest. And I mean, it's life-changing. Yeah. You know what else would change your life? Get some arms on that vest, and you wouldn't need it to be heated.
No, you're it's the core. It keeps the core warm.
Well, don't you want your arms warm also?
No, once the core is warm, that all heats up the blood that's pumping and then goes out to the extremities.
I didn't realize. Yeah. When did you become a vascular surgeon?
I've dabbled.
Yeah. Here's another thing for you. What is one of the... It's a cataclysmic event, but you like to talk about it all the time. The Edmund Fitzgerald,
oh, yeah.
Right?
I was consumed with it.
Yeah, you were so consumed with it that on the 50 years after, when Adam could have 3 hours on it, where were you 50 years after?
I devoted the day to honoring the memory of the men of the Fitzgerald, the big Fitz, the 29 men.
He wasn't even here.
He was on the North Shore.
No, he was not.
I was halfway there.
I mean, it's pretty good. Not bad.
I mean, this is your wheelhouse.
Ballywick.
It's your ballywick. I mean, come on. Okay, we're picking up groceries. And they're bagging, but it's crowded. We got to go. So Quentin likes the bubbly, the sparkling water, the one.
Yep.
Have you ever had it?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
You don't like it, huh?
I don't. I know. Q loves it, so mm-hmm. I get it all the time. And so we get the 12-pack.
Sure.
Goes through. There's someone new. It's just, in training. So I'm just helping. I'm doing a bag. And also, I put the 12-pack back in the cart.
Yeah.
Behind me, apparently, is John Elway. With eyes in the back of her head. And reaches down and grabs it and goes, he hasn't paid for this yet.
Whoa.
And I go, yeah, I actually have paid for it. And then they got to look at the thing to see if I've paid for it.
That does. I mean, you look like a typical lowlife character. I'm sure that they had to check it out.
So I kind of held my calm, but kind of. And then at the end, I just looked there and said,
happy?
Ma'am, I'm not going to steal the bubbly.
Yeah.
And then, she did. It was her fault. She pointed fingers when she's the one who swooped in like a vulture and grabbed the bubbly. So if this happens to Adam Carter, what does Adam Carter do?
I probably say, I paid for it. Settle down.
Dave Harrigan, what are you doing?
I ain't buying none of that trash bubbly. I'll start with there. I'm not going to call a woman John Elway making fun of her looks.
I thought it was going to be a teeth reference.
Really low, Chad.
Well, that's one of the texts. Did she have the teeth of John Elway?
We all think of it, right?
Why do we associate John Elway with big teeth?
He's got the big chompers.
He does.
He does. 651-461-9226. Who else has teeth that look like they got the wrong teeth? like a much bigger person should have ended up with those teeth. Dave, you do what?
I think I simply point out that, yes, I did pay for it, and mind your own business, please, and move along.
Kind of what I did. Am I really off Friday? No, I'm not. I'm not off Friday. Would you rather know all the secrets of space or of the ocean?
It's got to be space, right? I mean, I'm a mariner. I'm a man of the sea.
Sure, a mariner.
I'm a man
I don't
of
think
the sea.
Because you have a little bit of a drainage pond in the backyard doesn't make you Captain Carter.
I've been on a boat. I do know which side is port and which is starboard.
651-461-9226. Number one, is Adam a mariner? And what do you have to do on the water to be classified as a mariner? You know?
But you'd want the answers to space, right?
I think so.
There's got to be other life out there.
Have you started Pluribus?
I was about to last night. I did not yet.
I am two-thirds of the way through the first one, and I can announce officially I'm in.
Oh, okay.
I was about to be further, but then we got dragged into a few more things, but it looks fantastic as always. Adam, did you get a deer?
I did not. Nobody did.
No one in the group
camp?
Did.
Nope.
No one.
It's too bad. Weather was good.
Is it viewed as a slow start for everybody or just your...
I haven't heard the reports.
You're not in the trades? You're
not in the trades, deer hunting trades.
Jeez.
Seen plenty of pictures of people who've bagged a buck, so...
When did Adam turn into a baritone?
I think I've always been baritone. This is more bass. Oh, yeah.
Are you going for the pork thing there? No, we were talking about this off air. I would say now this is about 10 years in a row where that, you know, Ricey probably still gets a two. His is a little different than yours, but this is kind of your fall to winter voice things because we've also over the years recorded some things with you.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we lost all those in a big hacking, didn't we?
I think one of them was the test came back negative, ladies. It's Chad Hartman on CCO Radio.
Yes, this is the Kieran days. This is one of these days where you two stayed after and had a few cocktails.
No,
worked on these?
Mm-mm.
Okay, but there were a few of those days, right?
I still worked in the newsroom. I couldn't have cocktails after the show.
Okay. People are gone. No. Adam, have you apologized to Terry Train yet? Oh, my God. What a good callback that is.
Right.
You want to review that one?
People thought I pressed Terry too hard on, when she was not inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame, had her on the radio.
Yes, which was a very nice gesture.
Just asked her about Tom and if you still spoke to him at all. And I don't think she was truly offended by the question.
I thought it was borderline.
Really?
She was laughing a little bit.
We're still friends. She's just reached out to me in the last couple of days.
And then the amount of texts who were outraged both ways. One category is they wanted you to grill her like you're Mike Wallace. And then two, how could you have the audacity? I'm thinking, that's why she's in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, because she was the central character as the central foil to the most successful radio person in this state by far. It was a very valid question to ask.
I think so.
But, you know,
we're still friends.
You had to keep going over and over and over.
You didn't answer the question, Terry.
Yeah. What did she reach out to you about? Inquiring minds want to know.
She knows my fandom for the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
She gave me
so fandom that you took the day off.
In observance of the 29 men who were lost 50 years ago on the mighty Fitz.
That's it. It's 47 past 12. More of Ask Adam Anything. The Mariner. The Mariner is back with us. Maybe the Mariner, because he has 7-8 different boats, apparently, needs to reach out to my friend Amber Scholl. Scholl and Associates, you need insurance. Most of it just have it for a car and a house. This guy, who knows how many houses or boats or what he has. Amber is not just on her own. This is not just, hey, I'm going to go to a strip mall. I'm going to quote Chili here. There's a workout area. There is, what else would be? Maybe a salad place in the subway in Amber Scholl. No. Amber Scholl and the team with American Family Insurance. I want more, though, than a 1-800 number, and then I'm going to hold. I want to go to Scholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com, and get the best insurance out there. I'm not suggesting it's free, and I can't guarantee you it's better than what you have now. What I can guarantee you is tremendous customer service. I can guarantee you that I've been working with this office for 35 years. Amber's been with it for 15. She's been running it now for years. It's great. Find out if you can get better insurance, cheaper insurance, or just feel better about the insurance you have with American Family. Shoal.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stanley Burrell, do I have that right?
Sure.
I think that's his name.
I thought MC Hammer was his given name.
Yeah.
Birth name.
Yeah. Can't touch this. Is it touching?
No.
Big pants?
No. We started the show with Zach Bryan singing Quitting Time.
Quitting Time.
What do Zach Bryan and MC Hammer have in common?
They quit?
No. Both veterans.
Too legit to quit?
Oh.
Both veterans. Both of them Navy veterans.
Oh.
We'll hear from veterans turned musicians throughout the day.
Great. Great idea.
That's true.
Does Adam carry a harpoon? I mean, if you're a mariner.
No, a sextant.
People with bigger teeth. Gary Busey. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ed. I think the award, although this person says Mrs. Ed. Did we ever meet Mrs. Ed?
There had to have been a spinoff attempt, right?
So I feel like we should have met Mrs. Ed. Sarah Jessica Parker.
A little bit.
Maybe a little. I don't think
not Elway-like. Not tiara. Tony Robbins-like.
No. Now, we're getting multiple people saying you sound like Majors. Not Major, but Paul Majors. Then more textiles are saying you sound terrible.
Mm.
I don't think you sound terrible at all.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you normally do. Please ask Adam if we'll come back to the Rosemount Neighborhood Facebook page. How is that one?
Jen is on that one. I'm just on my own my own neighborhood's Facebook page. But yeah, there's been some doozies.
What do we got lately?
Well, the last one I was aware of was about another person who lives in Rosemount who may be higher profiled, and there's a vehicle parked outside his or her house. And they were concerned about it, and then people were jabbing back at this person, like, "Oh, you're not that big of a deal." And it was me.
Adam should do the closing announcements at Target. Hey, for the right paycheck, he's there.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Adam went to a Springsteen movie yesterday, and a guy got up,
walked out.
Yes. That movie. Has it really caught on in any way, right?
I think because it's so narrow cast on a certain point of his life that I think people going into it thinking it's going to be the entire Bruce story that are probably left disappointed by it.
And it's at a very, very
dark
difficult
time, yes.
And dark time of his life. I mean, that's a bit of Springsteen, though, right? Where Springsteen, you know, would put out one album with, you know, seven bangers. And you'd want the next one. The next one was dark, introspective, and probably the most passionate Springsteen fans would say, "That's exactly what I want."
Mm-hmm.
And others would say, "No, I want Dancing in the Dark," even though if you listen to the lyrics of Dancing in the Dark, it's not exactly the most upbeat.
No, Born in the USA the same way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe Susie could make a soup run for Adam instead of sending it out for sweets. No. No, let's not.
I've got some Costco chicken tortilla at home.
Yeah, that came up a few times on the trip.
Really?
When we had there's a food truck area right by the airport at Maui.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably 30 of them. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We all got like from different ones. And then we all were just so stuffed. And then we drive down the road like a half mile away. And what's on my left?
Costco.
Costco. And I say, who's in the mood for Costco chicken tortilla yes. soup? And everybody laughed, except Michelle goes, you know what? It's not bad.
It's more than not bad.
Exactly. You know, they're lauding it still.
Yes.
651-461-9226. I love Adam's sexy new voice. Is there any medication you can take for that?
Well, love. Probably... Just love.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Did Adam get honey in the office? Now, I will say this. The only day I checked the text, was with you. I figured it was kind of
just
the two of us doing a show. And you were looking for community honey, or were you looking for community condiments?
Well, it was a broad conversation about what should be considered community property. And I think honey is one of those. If you bring honey, I think you have to assume that other people are going to use it.
Who are you, Sheely?
Oh, no. I'm not talking about food. I'm not talking about practice. I'm talking about honey.
What is honey if it's not a food?
It's an accoutrement.
Okay. You're not very good at providing accoutrements.
I didn't bring it.
To somebody you know. Okay.
I got to bring in honey. I made the call through the gauntlet down. I have to bring it in.
Oh, wait a second. You complained about it, but then day after day after day.
And I said I'd bring in honey for the team.
Like within the decade or?
One of these days. My bees are still working on it.
I was suggesting to... I think it was Lane the other day.
Yeah.
Once a week,
catered lunch.
And maybe once every 6 weeks, a little bit nicer. But if it's just something downtown, would that be just a nice touch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that coming out of your paycheck, tough guy?
I don't think Odyssey is really struggling for paychecks. I mean, the stock's up to 3 cents now.
I disagree.
Yeah. No, they just don't tell you the truth. Okay, the money's there. They gave you the okie doke. You know, would you like that, or would you rather have honey? You can get one meal a week, or you can get your little precious little honey. Which do you want?
Supply the fridge with adequate condiments for everybody.
Thank you. Good luck to you, Adam Carter, Jim Cott. What he's doing, we'll talk about that next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.